And we've had a recent idea emerge, and it's been backed by both the major parties at a federal level at the moment, about easing rules around pensions to allow more older Australians back into the workforce without losing their benefits. But the question is it really as simple as easing the pension rules? Joining us to discuss this issue is the campaign director of Every Age Counts, Marlene Krasovitsky. Marlene, good morning.
Good morning.
What exactly is the main challenge to getting people back into the workforce? Because I would have thought that with the easing of rules around pensions, there would be quite a few people looking to get back into the workforce at an older age.
Yes, I think there would be. All the research tells us that there would be. And Every Age Counts really does welcome changing structural barriers like the pension rules. But we also argue that without a shift in attitudinal barriers, we won't realise the benefits of older workers in the workforce. So many reports tell us over and over again that older people are being discriminated against and that ageism is the number one barrier. So structural changes that make it easier for older people to work are very welcome, but we've got to deal with the attitudinal barriers as well. And for older people, it's ageism and ageist stereotypes and assumptions, and it is such a drag on our economy, and it has really, really negative impacts on older people's lives.
When it comes to challenging those stereotypes and changing the outlook, do you think that there needs to be incentives put in place, or is this simply addressed through an advertising campaign?
That's a good question. There have been many examples of incentives in the past, different programs that governments have put in place to encourage employers to bring older workers into the workforce. They've never really got much traction. They've never achieved what they've wanted to achieve because of our attitudinal barriers, because of all these negative stereotypes and assumptions that we have about older workers in the workforce. So we think that if you're going to introduce changes to pension rules and so on, you just need to complement it with community education and awareness campaigns that shine a light on ageism and what it looks like and what the assumptions about older people are and ways to deal with it. So we would really back a public awareness and education campaign that challenges those myths about older workers, challenges those stereotypes and negative attitudes, builds awareness of ageism and age discrimination and what the options are for recourse.
Speaking this morning with Every Age Counts campaign director Marlene Krasovitsky about the proposal to ease pension rules to allow older workers back into the workforce. And Marlene, do you find that there's a little bit of a situation being confronted by older workers that a lot of employers see them and think, well, they do have access to superannuation, so maybe we can go with a younger worker, despite the fact that superannuation is a reasonably recent development, as it were?
You've hit the nail on the head there. Money is often the reason people, older workers, want to continue to work. We know that many people find it difficult to live on the age pension. And you're absolutely right. Superannuation didn't kick in decades and decades and decades ago. It's a relatively recent phenomenon. And many older people, particularly those 65 and over, did not benefit from superannuation in the first few decades, probably, of their working lives. So they've had less time to accumulate their superannuation. But we also know that money and financial security is not the only reason older people want to work. Many, many older people also want the connection, the purpose. They want to use their skills and knowledge. They want to stay connected to the workforce and have that sense of meaning and purpose in their days. So that's the other attraction to work.
Certainly plenty of incentives out there for older people to get back into the workforce, and we'll see whether these pension changes do come to the fore and allow other Australians back in as well. Marlene Krasovitsky from Every Age Counts, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.